The maker of the hit computer game Minecraft has been snapped up by Microsoft for more than $2.5 billion. Stockholm-based Mojang launched Minecraft in 2009. It allows users to make virtual worlds using Lego-style bricks and play with friends remotely. And it's become a huge hit. It's been downloaded millions of times on PC alone and is the top paid app on Apple and Android operating systems. So just why is it so popular? Well, here's the view of 2 7-year-old fans.
I like Minecraft because you can create anything and there are also a lot of fun things to get to do, like mine.
On survival you have spiders and stuff that try to kill you and you have to collect the blocks.
You can build anything!
Like houses and towers.
And lighthouses.
Some enthusiastic young gamers there, but will the popularity of Minecraft wane under Microsoft's wing? The game's founder, Notch, says he's leaving the company and claims the game is no longer what it used to be.
I don't see myself as a real game developer. I make games because it's fun and because I love games and I love to program, but I don't make games with the intention of them becoming huge hits, and I don't try to change the world. Minecraft certainly became a huge hit and people are telling me it's changed games. I never meant for it to do either. I've become a symbol. I don't want to be a symbol responsible for something huge that I don't understand, that I don't want to work on, that keeps coming back to me. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not a CEO. I'm a nerdy computer programmer who likes to have opinions on Twitter. I love you. All of you. Thank you for turning Minecraft into what it's become. But there are too many of you, and I can't be responsible for something this big. In one sense, it belongs to Microsoft now. In a much bigger sense, it's belonged to all of you for a long time. And that will never change. It's not about the money. It's about my sanity.
Well, that was a statement from the founder, Notch. So, it's a game with millions of fans around the world. So, could Minecraft be a gold mine for Microsoft? Or has it been caught up in a gaming bubble? Well, Mark Ward is the BBC's technology correspondent and he joins me now. Hello there, Mark.
Hi there.
So, a very high price tag.
Well, it is, but it's a solid business. I think it's sort of 500 million it's made so far. So, it's, you know, there's quite a bit of cash there that Microsoft doubtless is going to get its hands on. It's hugely popular. And I think it's interesting that, you know, from that statement, it's clear that Notch, Marcus Persson, approached Microsoft first and said, this has become something I just don't want to handle anymore. And Microsoft has a lot of experience in handling that massive infrastructure that the game is going to need as it grows. So I guess he thought, that's what it's about now. It's better in their hands.
So, yeah, Notch kind of walking away because he just didn't expect it to become so popular. And that must be a big weight on his shoulders to have fans so passionate about something.
Yeah, I went along a couple of years ago to the Minecon, which is the conference, the sort of global conference they have for their biggest fans. And, you know, sort of followed him around a bit. And it was impossible for him to walk more than a few feet without a fan stopping him, taking a photo, shaking his hand. It was, and I think doubtless it's got worse and it's just become too much of a burden. Like you said, he's a programmer. He likes to make games. He didn't sign up to be this head of this kind of global movement that it's become.
So you talk about the huge fan base. Just why do you think it is so popular? Why has it won the hearts of so many fans around the world to such an extent?
Well, I think it's the freedom and openness that's built in. I mean, when you turn up in that world, you do nothing but the only things you do are the things you make. And it's that survival. It's all down to you. And you can, with your own ingenuity, you can, you know, mine these resources, you can turn them into picks, you can turn them into weapons. And then if you want to get further, you can meddle around with the computer code and turn it into your own game. And I think that's where its appeal lies.
Many listeners will never have played or even seen it being played. Describe what it looks like on the screen. It's Lego-style blocks, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a world built of cubes, effectively. Some of those cubes are stone, some of those cubes are dirt, some of those cubes have iron in them, but it's all virtual in a world. And you wander around. The first thing you probably do is punch a tree until it falls down. You gather the wood and you start to make tools and you build yourself a shelter and weapons to survive. And that's what it's about. But like I say, it's about that freedom that it has. And I think that might be a problem for Microsoft, because Microsoft typically is not a very open company and it doesn't encourage people to play around with the bits of software it makes. It'd be an interesting kind of culture clash going on there.
You heard from those 2 7-year-olds wanting to build lighthouses and houses and towers and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, it can be a bit addictive, can't it? It's a game with no end. Should it really be played by 7, 8, 9-year-olds?
Well, I think it's interesting because, I mean, I have 2 10-year-old boys and they're big fans of Minecraft. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was growing up, I usually wanted to play with someone, got on my bike and just, you know, went down the road and played with them. Whereas now, I think the shared spaces they have online, the kids, that's kind of their playgrounds. And I think, in some respects, it's not bad in that it encourages creativity, it encourages a big degree of technical competence, which is going to be doubtless useful later on in life. And they have a freedom that they really don't have in many other walks of their life. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
OK, Mott Ward, thank you very much.